I'm Brandon.
And I'm Brandon.
And welcome back to Apollo City Comics, your anything and everything comic book podcast. Fucking love when I nail it. Like, I just feel
every
so accomplished
time.
When I do that. man, it's crazy how, like, UV'd out my glasses are. I look like an X-Men character. Like, I just see the purple in my eyes. It looks like I have superpowers.
Were you ever that big of an X-Men fan?
You know, of course. I've only read Grant Morrison's X-Men. That's it. New X-Men is the fucking shit, dude.
I read a lot of Hickman X-Men.
I read the beginning of that one, but... And everyone knows about our Claremont shit, but I want to read that at some point, just to read it, like all of it. I'll fucking do it still.
Yeah, I'm gonna be honest, like X-Men references just will throw me off. I'm like, yeah, Nightcrawler.
I just don't know, like it's like too. It's one of those things. Like even in comics, as big fans as we are, like sometimes it's just too hard to control. And that's why I went into the Hickman run, and I was excited for it because I was like, it seemed manageable, and it still just like shot out like side series out of side series, and
one
all
shot
of them seemed
after
cool.
One shot.
And you're just like, what is this? What I don't get the whole red, gold, yellow, blue, like
that
X-Men.
Was like apparently their original team names or something. I don't know.
We got to do that. Let's do the X-Men number one next. Like that's what we're.
Yeah,
gonna
we
do.
Might as well screw it. And since we're talking about X-Men, here's Batman, everybody. No.
So, we're continuing our first appearance, first issue, kind of origin series. So, this is Detective Comics 27. It is the series has been called First Issues because the first issues we've been reading are the origin stories. However. And first appearance of them typically. But like
the
Thor
first.
And we gotta do a Thor number one now. And we have to doing Detective Comics first appearance of Batman. Yeah. And we also have Doctor Strange coming up, the first appearance, but then we're gonna do Doctor Strange number one because those number ones happen to be the actual origin issues. But the first appearance sometimes it just happens different, you know. So
One thing I've noticed is like first appearances kinda do what I prefer origin story movies to do where you don't really like. I'm cool with like building up to like the origin of the superhero, but I kind of like it when like superhero movies would like just throw you in.
Yeah, just toss like, you into that stuff. Yeah.
Like I don't know, the first Blade movie, you get like a brief history of like his origin, and then it's just you just get dropped right in. I kind of dig that first scene
is so good. Yes.
Oh yeah, dude, it's so awesome.
So we're gonna dig into this brief first appearance of Batman in Detective Comics
seven
number
pages.
Seven. Yeah. Seven pages for number 27. That's kind of funny. Yeah. Well, but before we begin, don't forget, grab your coffee that you probably got from coffeeinacomic.com. And dude, he has a storefront now. So if you're in California, you should, if you ever go south a bit, go hit up his shop. Like, go say hi.
Oh, I already plan to. It's on the radar.
Yes.
He's closer to San Diego, right?
Yeah. He's by Orange County. He's in Orange
County. Oh, okay. Yeah. It's Orange County. I knew it was somewhere around there. Yeah. Okay. He's near Orange County.
So he's been busy, real busy lately, just like setting up shop. I can't wait for him. Like, that's such a cool achievement that he's been around for just a short amount of time, slanging comics online, basically. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, it's kind of crazy. People can make a living off of that.
A retail shop that started online and now has a storefront. How dope. He has a brick and mortar, which is crazy. So we had just talked to Sour Cherry Comics, and we were like, this is our first brick and mortar because Coffee and Comics Online. And then, like, as soon as we said that, like, lightning struck, and then he, like, got a shop. He, like, upgraded. He just had to be on top. That's what it is. But check out the 15% off your order promo code below. Off of every order with bagged and boarded books with coffee. Man, that's dope. What a deal. Just slanging comics online. I'm going to get my Kyle Holtz like Venom Lethal Protector cover. And I'm glad this comes out way after so I can order it before anyone buys it. But I love that Kyle Holtz Venom cover. I'm not going to read Lethal Protector, but every Kyle Holtz cover gets me, dude. Like,
it's not good. Donny Cates Venom. I don't want to read it.
I know, right? Yeah, honestly. Yeah. Yeah, it's true, though. I'm dropping the... Ewing and was it Ram V? I don't like Brian Hitch's artwork, dude. Do not.
I was gonna say, I know you've like gradually, like slowly work towards like being okay with it, not knowing how you feel about it, and then he's just like, you know what, I give up.
I didn't really dig the JLA series, and then maybe I like his Authority work, I do, but I don't like the work in Venom. It just seems too.
The Venom looks like glossy. Stiff. I don't know. It's like weird. It's like. Like the, whoever does like the colors and his inking, unless it's him, like I don't know, it, like everybody looks shiny.
Yeah, yeah. I guess the inking is real heavy too. Yeah. I don't know, man. I'm just not digging it. And you know, I like Ram V and I like L. I mean, Owl.
I know, right?
But like, it's just not getting. I'm gonna read up to issue 12, giving them to issue 12. It's a year's worth of story. You don't get me
one
by
whole
then.
Whole year, yeah.
Done.
You're
anyways,
a better man than me. I stop at 6.
I should be stopping at 6, like yeah. financially, but
yeah, fuck it, stop at 4. But anywho, all
right, Batman.
Batman, yeah.
dude, this is crazy. Detective number 27 has 64 pages. That's
of action.
Of action. Yeah, in 1939, May. Another May thing we should have done. Here it is, July.
I know. Whatever.
Whatever. It, we tried.
You know, May comics in July, Christmas in July, it's all the same shit.
It's all the
know?
Same like, thing. And we did Christmas like in June. Like our calendar's not synced.
Who cares? I will say, did you know that Golden Age books were actually bigger overall?
I knew like size wise. Like,
yeah, so
this like
for a lot of people, if you like
not
collect
like
out there,
you know, length, not girth. You know what I mean? Like
for a lot of people out there, so if you don't know, like a lot of bags and boards for Golden Age books are physically bigger. Like the actual size of the book is almost like a bigger picture book, right? Mm-hmm. Like a magazine size. The other thing too is they were packed with pages, like 64 pages. Like really think about that.
That's wild.
A lot for a monthly book. I think it was monthly, and like they were just stacked and huge. Like these were massive because they were like printed on cheap paper and just like mass produced. So it was just kind of easy to get out there.
Man, it's
so yeah.
I gotta dig through the other. I want to see the other covers, just like how we were seeing like the journey. What's that series called? Journey to Beyond.
Journey to Mystery.
Journey to Mystery. I don't know what the fuck it's called. Thor's first appearance. How like or Strange Tales. Like all the covers from like. That aren't superhero ones. Those are some of the coolest ones, and I love them.
Detective,
I want to dig through some of those old covers and check them out and see what's up. I didn't read the rest of this issue. I didn't. I just read the Batman stuff.
I think on DC Infinite, and I think on Infinite it only gives you the Batman stuff.
I wonder why. I wonder if that's copyright or some licensed trademark stuff.
I think
that you might.
Just, my theory is royalties. No one cares. Like if you're gonna go read Detective 27, you want to read the Batman story. You don't want to read anything. I don't know.
I wonder
that's
if they do
theory.
The detective books in an All right, we're rambling. All right, so this cover, dope, iconic. I love it. I dig the hell out of it. The cape is a little funny though, because it doesn't have like a middle. It's like two like separate like wings. Like
yeah, it's kind of like bat actual wings. Bat wings in a way. Because it's not a cow. Yeah.
No. Yeah.
But like, it's like connected to his. Like, I wish I could like draw on it, but like, it's connected to one arm and not connected to the other.
It's.
Yeah, I don't know. So you know that's a redesign of the character, right? You know the famous story.
Yeah. The original home slice, Bob Kane, that everyone just hates. But Bob Kane and Stan Lee just has like a bad taste in everyone's mouth now.
Yeah.
For respectful reasons. But like that whole, he was like blonde and he looked
and
like
he
a
had
Nazi.
Like, yeah, it was weird. Like the way he designed him, it was just like you could see why Bill Finger was like, nah, this ain't gonna work, homie. Like,
I like how like Bill Finger like brought like a goth aesthetic to it, like before, like,
and you know, we'll say it on here, and we'll continue to say it. We've said it before, but for anybody that doesn't know, Bob Kane has been credited as the sole creator and like contributor to Batman for like 60 years straight, from like the 60s all the way to like 20 or the 60s, the no longer. The late 1930s all the way to 2016. The first time that Bill Finger was credited on anything Batman was, and to put, they really, really had to kick the man while he was down on BVS. Like
I know. Like out of all movies, that sucks.
Of all movies to be credited. And
it's a shame. It says with like
with
suck
Bill Finger.
Dick, dude. Like,
yeah, like Bill Finger literally is the reason why the Joker exists, Hugo Strange. Famous origin story. He was the literal author, but he also contributed to redesigning the actual artwork. And Bob Kane also had ghost artists draw the book throughout the decades that he never credited.
Yeah, Ryan, and that was just a problem in comic book industry in general. Like we discussed in one of the episodes, I think with Ryan in the Thor episode, where we were talking about just like all the women that were uncredited. As
oh yeah, the amount of
colorists.
Uncredited female like creators that have been involved that
insane.
No one like history forgot.
Yeah,
crazy. God. So when you see all the stuff on here, it's going to say by Bob Kane. It wasn't by just Bob Kane.
Yeah. All the cool shit is the Bill Finger stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Dude, he did a Batman 66 episode. I wanted to check it out and do a commentary on that one day.
That'd be fun.
Yeah. I want to see what he did. And I know he got to see it too before he passed. But that was, I think that was, he only did one episode for him too.
Yeah, he didn't get much work outside of that. Let's jump in though.
It's a goofiest shit out of all the comics we've read so far too, I will say. This is ridiculous.
So how did you feel when you initially read this issue?
Stupid, dude.
Yeah.
So, I was like, I mean, but you know, foundationally there are some things in here that like did turn out really good, that did stick around, and that like, you know, we still see to this day, and we'll point them out. There's a handful of them, but like, why are when we were talking on the phone before this, freaking Jim Gordon and Bruce Wayne, for one, why is Bruce Wayne dressed like Dick Tracy right now? I don't know if that's a like recoloring, like
a 1930s thing. I don't know. Like,
it's so ridiculous.
Like, first of all, the way it's that typical Golden Age dialogue, and it's just like the home of Commissioner Gordon, who at the moment is entertaining his young socialite friend, Bruce Wayne.
They're just blazing just, it. Like, they're just...
yeah, this is, I mean, I guess some habits don't change. Like, but like, it's just kind of like, it's funny because they're just hanging out, which is perfectly reasonable. You know, commissioners can have friends and hang out at their house. But it's like, Lambert, the chemical king, stabbed to death, his son's fingerprints on the knife. I'll be right over. Talk about something exciting. Old Lambert has been murdered at his mansion. I'm going there. Would like to come along?
And then freaking Bruce. Oh, well, nothing else to do. Might as well. Like, all of that dialogue is like the goofiest, most ridiculous thing in the world. Like, for one, Commissioner Gordon just blurting out the crime scene stuff. Like, oh, crap, this is happening. And this is happening. What? And Bruce just chilled. Yeah, like, you don't say that.
And then, like, okay, first of all, I'm just going to zoom in real quick. Let's talk about how they go to a crime scene and Bruce Wayne is still, like, smoking. And, like,
it's the 30s, for sure.
You totally, like, mess with evidence. And, like, the amount of, like, things that make zero sense. Like, first of all, yeah, like you're saying, why expose the crime scene to the public like that without investigating it first? Second, let's bring this bystander with us because fuck it, why not?
You want to come, like, kick it? I got to go to work. They're all high. Like, they're just blazing it in the first panel. And he's like, dude, I got to go to work. Can you come with me, man? I can't.
He's like, bro, there was a murder. There's a homicide. And like, I know we're smoking that reefer right now, but let's go check it out.
He's like, I'll come, like, dude. I'm going to check out a dead body. Like,
the story's pretty straightforward. It's just like, oh, someone was murdered. And then, you know, let's go find out who did the murdering. And the guy's like, I've been framed. It wasn't me. I just came here and he was dead.
Lambert. That's the stupidest name. I feel bad for anyone in life that's named Lambert.
One thing I found, Lambert. I've never met anybody named Lambert. So the one thing I found interesting though was a few things. Structurally, from like a craft standpoint, the panels kind of follow the same layout in a lot of the pages. If you look, like, I don't know how else to explain it, but it's kind of like almost like just two panels at a time, and there's a lot of horizontal imagery. There's no verticality, I guess, if that makes sense. Like, none of the panels are like vertically tall.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Which is interesting to me because, again, I don't think this was like intentionally made to happen, but like, to me, it felt like they just kind of did it just to get it out there. Whereas like a lot of the Marvel comics, I guess more in the Silver Age, they followed like the 9-panel grid where panels are taller.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought that was a weird thing that like was like a strange like difference between the two, which within like a 30-year span, really.
Well, you know? These are more comic strippy. Like, these are more that strip panel layout compared to that Marvel where it feels like a comic book. And maybe that's what makes Marvel so unique at that time, because that reads a lot better. The paneling in a comic book, like the 9-panel grid or what we've seen the last few episodes, what you're saying, more vertical and not so wide. Length, not girth. We go back to that. Today's armature for the show is length, not girth. but these ones are just very like, they're like chunky. You know what I mean? Like, they're short, but they're wider. They're more horizontal, dragged out a bit more, but it has that comic strip feel. I bet if you put them all in a straight line, that is going to feel very natural reading with the pacing. And the pacing here is very awkward in a comic book format.
Extremely fast. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
With the pacing said, how do you feel about like the way the story moves along? Like, it's literally like, hey, there's a murder. Let's go check it out. And then like shit hits the fan immediately.
Yeah, I mean, in 7 pages, you know, we have the setup. We have, like, we have our introductory characters in page 1, and then we have our turning point happen, and then that's on page 2, which leads us into page 2. And then from page 2, we start getting into, like, act 2 at that point, you know? And it's pretty quick, because then we're immediately introduced to Batman by page 3.
Yeah, no page turner when you think about it.
No page turner. Again, like, comic strip format, not comic book format.
So this is the cover.
Mm-hmm.
This is the opening page, I imagine.
Yeah.
That's on the right. This would be...
Look at that. And look at where we are. Look at the scenes that happened on page 1 over here. We're starting off in Gordon's place, and then, like, middle of the page, we're driving over, and then we're at a crime scene. Like, that much happens in one page. Introductory characters,
yeah,
situation, and then taken off, and we're at the crime scene. And, I mean, all the Batman parts, like, look how long this fight goes on for. Like,
yeah,
that's more than anything else.
The action kicks up because, like, the murderer is still out there because he's basically trying to get these contracts, right, or whatever. Mm-hmm. They say it right here. Like, they blatantly, like, tell you the plot, like, just like old comic books in general were. It was like, meanwhile, Stephen Crane sits in his library with a feeling of impending danger when suddenly there's a sickening shot. Crane slumps in his chair, dead. The murderer rushes to the safe and secures a paper. And, like, another thing I wanted to point out is the names that were used. Alfred Stryker.
Lambert? Dude, what the fuck? Exactly. Like,
well, as we all know, Alfred is like, his name's not Lambert, but Alfred is like the butler name, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And a guy named Paul Rogers, apparently. There's that as well. But there's also Crane, Stephen Crane, which again is the last name of Scarecrow.
Yeah, that's true too. I wonder if they ever made a connection to that.
Yeah, and Stryker, I feel like that's a character's name
at
DC.
I can see that.
Well, there's Stryker Island. I know that. I think that's, I don't know which publication that belongs to.
That sounds so familiar. It would drive me crazy.
Oh, God. Oh, wow. Here we go. I have to find out.
What's Stryker Island? Isn't that a Punisher thing or something?
Isn't it? Let's see. It's a DC thing. See, I knew it.
Yeah.
Okay. Stryker Island is an uninhabited prison island located 5 miles west of Gotham and 5 miles east of Metropolis, between the two cities.
Right. Yeah, probably.
I was like, I know I've heard that name. So a lot of these names come back when you think about it. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they're like homages to these old books or if they are just a coincidence, but that's what it feels like at least.
And it's just like Gore, you know, issue 1 of Thor. There you go.
Yeah.
Gore the Rock Man. Fucking
influenced the whole new character. Anyway, so what?
I do love this outfit, though. I've always loved their original Batman outfit.
The purple gloves.
I love the purple gloves. I love the... It's weird that they're blue. It's probably the recoloring for DC Infinite.
Because they're meant to be purple, right?
Yeah. And I love that big, chunky belt that he has, that, like, almost wrestler's belt. Even, like, the... Dude, look how much... That is the Batman the Animated Series outfit. Like, to the T, practically. You know what I mean? Like,
minus the awkward cape.
Yeah, like, that's it. But even then, like, he always had that kind of cape feel, like that big, or at least the shape to him was real popular at that point too. But him under the cape, it's the same thing. Batman has not evolved. It's just been touched up here and there, you know? Then, he kind of had the short ears, and I could see that's where Frank Miller might have pulled the short ears from, because they're not that big.
Yeah, the Dark Knight suit has the really, like, small, pudgy ears.
Mm-hmm.
Not until, like... what's that one Batman artist? Kelly Jones?
Yeah, Kelly Jones spikes him up.
Yeah, those things are like 2 feet long. So the character is always intended to have short ears, but they're more bat-shaped like too.
Yeah, it goes out a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, so goofy. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I will say, though, Batman's always been about like the awesome detective work and the fights. These fights look clunky as shit.
Dude, sends the burly criminal flying through space. Like, through space, man. Like,
yeah. The Batman swiftly picks up the paper that the murderer stole from Stephen Crane's safe. Meanwhile, the commissioner draws up in his car. Draws up in his car. That's really awkward to say out loud.
Yeah. A lot of the writing is clunky, dude. The Batman lashes out with a terrific right... ... He grabs his second adversary in a deadly headlock, and with a mighty heave, sends the burly criminal through space. Like, it's just like when you're, it's not smooth. Like, you know, it doesn't have that rhythm. Marvel probably had a better rhythm when it came to, Stan Lee wasn't a bad writer in comparison to this. Like, we bashed him. But like, dude, that read way more smoothly.
Bill Finger, but this is hard to get through.
Our next episode, we do Doctor Strange, and dude, it's so much smoother than this. Like,
yeah, it is.
Yeah.
But what's interesting though is kind of back to what you're saying. Like, yes, the writing hasn't held up, but the stories themselves are like the foundation, as you would say, is something that like makes for a good story. Like, this is like the typical archetype to a Batman story.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. You
know, there's a crime that happens. Batman goes and tries to figure it out. He does his quote unquote detective work, depending on which iteration of Batman you're, you know, dealing with. He fights a bunch of bad guys with like cool moves and then solves the crime. And to me, like, that makes for like a great story, obviously, as long as you tell it well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. I just think. What were you saying?
Oh, so you get, it has all the elements, dude. Like, yeah. Right away, you're 100% right, because it's like, you know, we even have like some of the bat gadgets that aren't really quite there yet. You know what I mean? But his use of like everything around him, dude, he grabs a rag in this scene to like clog up the gas from coming up, and a wrench, knowing he's going to need that wrench to bash out of that like glass thing. He gets all that even before going in. I don't know why he has a fucking belt though at that point. If he doesn't have something to bash something open, like as Batman at that point,
he doesn't have the famous utility belt.
Yeah, yeah. I want to see where when the gadgets start coming into play with Batman. That'd be an interesting thing.
Yeah, that would like what issue that like it started in.
But it's all the gangster like street level crime. Everyone leaves their fucking roofs open apparently in Gotham. I don't know why, but there's always like a skylight in every single one of these buildings, and they're always on that top floor. Like, no matter what,
they're always like doing something that's like compromising. Like, they're busy with something while he comes in and like makes his move.
Oh, it's so ridiculous, but that none of that's changed basically. Like, that's all Batman still.
Yeah, and like his whole like superpower being he's prepared for any situation is like right here in the first appearance.
Yeah. It the really shows how brilliant he is.
Again, the awkward writing. This gas chamber I used to kill guinea pigs to experiment with, but fucking, now you are my guinea pig. Hey,
dude, that is the largest fucking guinea pig killing machine I've ever seen. Like, why? Like,
and why is that laugh so awkward? Hey. When
dude,
the glass lid.
There's a lot of that. The heh heh, one more out of the way. Soon I'll control everything. Like, it's so. Like, I think the other page before, there's something. Maybe it's coming up, but they do like hee hee ho ho's, like in the text and everything. You're like, oh wow, this is some chunky guy laughing for sure. I could see it perfectly.
The thing that's interesting too is, you know, an example being the Batman movie to come out, like people I think forget that he was called the Batman with like a hyphen, before just Batman.
Someone did an editor came in and was like, you don't need any of this hyphen, right? Like,
it's too many syllables, guys. Like, come on, like,
this isn't necessary.
Interesting because, like, you know, the title of the movie is kind of like an homage to the original character name. I just think it's also funny that at that moment, the Batman leaps through an open transom. Again, everybody leaving their roofs open. The Batman seizes a wrench.
And they put it in quotations every time, too.
Yeah.
Like, the Batman. You know what I mean? Like, every single time. That's how you read it. The Batman.
It's kind of like reminding me of Daredevil, how you know you're reading a Daredevil issue. It's like you're definitely reading a Batman story right now.
Like, how many times does it say it on this page? 3?
Well, let's see. So, because we have the magic of...
Oh, it's on the thing. Yeah, it's just the 2 times, but still.
The Batman. No, and then...
Oh, 3 times, yeah.
The Batman.
In 3 consecutive panels. That's the thing. Consecutive panels. Back to back, the Batman. The Batman. Like, literally, that's just too much.
Yeah, I mean, it's just filling words, like, or filling space on a page.
But the art is real interesting too, because I mean, when you talk about, I mean, this just shows why everyone respected Kirby so much during these eras and what he was doing, because he was able to portray action so well and movement so well.
Yeah,
even in this, like the fight scenes, I mean, that top right panel with Batman has the dude like his leg over his shoulder and he's kind of tackling him. That has the most, that one and the following have the most movement, but they still feel like stiff. Yeah, you still, it looks like an action figure posing at that point.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know, like it almost gets you thinking, like, was Kirby, like Kirby was amazing at what he does, right? Or what he did. But like, I guess in the moment, like with context of the situation, you don't realize like how much of a leap forward his artwork was in comparison to other people out there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That,
you know,
yeah.
Like I'm not here to bash Bob Kane, you know, entirely. I'm not trying to sit here and say like he didn't do anything. He's definitely not the greatest person, but like his artwork, man, it's
it's just, it was never that great.
Yeah, and I don't know, like every fight scene looks awkward. Like I want to say the Batman design looks cool because it does, especially for the time. Like he definitely has like that gothic appeal to it, you know.
And just the size greenness of the figures, you know what I mean? That's the cool part too, is that you have to, and we'll notice that, like a good example of like sizing down characters is in the Doctor Strange comic coming up. That has a good, Steve Ditko did that so well. And dude, this is the whole story, which is freaking insane.
They explain the whole story.
Yeah.
In two panels.
Basically, like, you go to the last page. Once they like free the guy and get out and expose like the main dude that was doing this all for some contractual stuff to like gain whatever money and property and shit, like typical gangster 1930s 1940s storylines, the famous like Batman punch, and then as he falls into the, like, it's the vault of acid, right?
Yeah because they're at the chemical plant.
And you know, it's crazy because then this later becomes kind of the Joker origin in a sense, like how all of this came about, with the, you know, vault of acid and everything. That's where they pulled some of that. Like I want to read the first, like the origin story of the Joker that Bill Finger did, and see what changed and what maybe like why that happened, and it calls back to this first issue.
Yeah, I remember, it's not really a spoiler, it's been like 80 years, but the first issue of Batman does have Joker, Hugo Strange,
mm-hmm.
and Joker. Then Joker. Oh, they have someone named Strange in this too, don't they?
Do they?
I believe so. There's so many names tossed around. Get fixated on Lambert. But, that first issue, I think, also has Catwoman, too.
No, it doesn't. That's later on.
That's later on?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But yeah, there's a bunch of appearances, because there's like six stories in that first issue.
Yeah, it's really long.
Yeah.
Everybody just like reveals the plot. Batman's like, okay, this guy is going to be taken in. And then the guy somehow magically is able to break free. And then Batman gives him this Joker origin story punch. And the issue is kind of over.
Yeah. And it goes back to fucking Bruce and Gordon blazing it at the very end. And he's just like, man, Bruce is boring as hell. Like, what a loser. What a lame duck. You know what I mean? And then Batman, he walks out and he's just like, all right, I'm going to get an outfit now because he called me lame. And Bruce is all insecure, so he puts on his bat suit so he gets secure again.
Oh, shit.
And that's the issue.
Yeah, it's funny because it's hella true. They're like smoking together. And then, first of all, he said, and then Roger said the Batman went through the skylight. A very lovely fairy tale, Commissioner, indeed. And then...
fairy tale.
The thing that gets me is, like, is he talking shit to his face, or did they not show Bruce walking away off panel, you know?
That's true, too. You don't know where Bruce gets up and leaves, and then you're like, is that the Commissioner Gordon's door? Is that Bruce's door? Is like, yeah. When does... I don't know. But also, like, I love how they're both high as hell right now.
I know.
And
they're totally
then he's just
weird.
Like, that's a Batman, dude. Like, you're stoned. You're high on that assignment, Gordon. Like, there's no way.
And then I like how they're like, Bruce Wayne returns to his home, or returns home. Well, he's home now. It says it right there. But like the pacing is not great. Like it goes from like them smoking to him coming out as Batman. And I know a lot of things can happen between panels, but I feel like this is me ranting a little bit. But I feel like with comic books, you should be able to tell a story without having to read the words all the way through.
The visual, like, sequential art is like key, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And again, like, that's where Marvel Comics dominated. I mean, all these first appearances, once we do Amazing Fantasy 15 and compare it to this one, that's when we're gonna totally know, because that was like the beginning of this everything. Yeah. You know what I mean? Just like how like this and the first Superman was. We'll go because we are reading more modern. We're reading comics from the 60s and shit when they've had
yeah, they've had like 20 plus years of like time to like work it out.
So, in our defense, taking a step back and we're going further in time, we have been in the 60s in their defense. We got to dig into some Golden Age stuff because yeah. This is our first Golden Age book. Actually, holy fuck, this is our first Golden Age book.
Yeah, it is.
What do you know?
A better way to celebrate that.
Man.
But can you imagine being like a five-year-old kid back in 1939 and goes, and it reveals that Bruce Wayne is the Batman. Watch for a new thrilling Batman story next month.
I mean, fuck, dude. There wasn't a lot going on in 39, so I guess so.
Well, I guess on a, like, I forget the date exactly when World War II started, but America yeah, wasn't
war. War was a fright.
Yeah, but it was on everybody's minds, but I don't think America was, like, involved just yet, because they came a little later.
Yeah, but, man, wild. I mean, what's cool, again, foundationally, dude, even in that, what, last panel, I don't even know, but he, like, disappears into the skylight, and then the dude turns around, and he's just like, oh, and he's gone. You know what I mean? All of that stuff is still Batman. Nothing has really changed.
No.
From this first issue. Like, they've just had other people do it. It's the same formula. Well, it's the same yeah. characteristics. It's like...
It's one of those things where... Again, the writing wasn't the best. Even the art wasn't the best.
Look at the top panel with the green background. Look how big Batman's head is on that. It looks like I drew that Batman head.
The way he's like holding his arm up too to like hold that paper.
What's cool about this is that like it makes me really want to draw comics. Like if I could get away
with it.
Gives
me hope, like, damn it.
Yeah, it gives me hope.
I was gonna say, like, it's one of those things that like it. Even though it's not the greatest writing or the best art overall, it's a story that makes sense. It's a story that works. It's these traits to a character that have like passed the test of time tenfold. And it, you know, even if it's not executed the best, it gives the idea that Batman is this badass detective noir story where he's trying to solve a crime and he kicks ass while doing it. And then he gets the job done. Like,
yeah.
That's always been like Batman story 101 practically. I'm dumbing it down, obviously. But
no, I mean, that's it. Yeah, you're totally right. Like,
but that's why it's so awesome. And especially back in the 30s, like, I can imagine for, in terms of reading, what was really fun to read back then.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, they had pulp stuff basically. And that was, you know, this type of noir. I mean, well, we got to read more Golden Age. We got to buff up on our Golden Age criteria. Yeah. So that's going to be our commitment. For coming up, maybe some Golden Age books splattered here and there, you know. Well, but, I don't know. I don't have much else to go off of it because it's like,
I don't know. Like,
Gordon was a G though. Look at that slick back hair.
Just smoking all the time. I don't know. It's hard to say, but do you feel like this would have been something that you would have been addicted to as a kid?
I mean, I don't.
It's hard to say, right? But like,
yeah, like, I mean, but I'm sure if, you know, the way I was attracted to like comics and Batman now, I mean, probably like looking at everything else that was around and out and then seeing this, like kind of a darker story in that sense too. And comics were just one of those things too. But I'd have to see what else was out during this time to see if I would even consider reading this at that point or what was accessible.
Yeah. I mean, at this point, it was like, what? Superman or Action Comics and
yeah,
not much else really.
Well, probably the EC comics and shit. I got to see when those started coming out and the dates on those. Like, I'm curious about all that now. I'm not too sure.
Yeah, but no, it's hard to say. Obviously, I mean, it was like 80 years ago. But overall, cool idea. I mean, it turned into the biggest superhero character ever. So
yeah,
you know, it obviously worked. Just goes to show how cool Batman really is as a character.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, again, foundationally, all these comics still getting it today.
Yeah.
But cool. Well, that wraps up this one. Check out our previous first issues. And if you guys want to see a particular first issue, let us know. We'll dig into it and continue this like silver golden age And for like anything schooling, you know, it's a little bit of torture, but it's a lot of fun.
Hey, just as soon as we work our way up from the 30s, we're going to go straight into the 90s and read Spawn 1 finally.
Finally. Oh, it's not much better. Finally. It's really not that much better. All right. Thanks for hanging.
Thanks for having me.